Low Cost Air is proud to sponsor Brian's Beat on the radio and online.
WBSM presents Brian's Beat with Brian Thomas, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, Brian Thomas.
And a very good evening. Windy and chilly, chilly and windy. I'm Brian. This is Brian's Beat, the original show born at the apex of freedom, entrepreneurship, and nomadism. And did you happen to catch Kristi Noem today in front of Congress? Did you see this at all? Well, if you missed it, I've got a couple of choice cuts for you that we can debate over, let's say. On this, the 11th day of December, 2 weeks from today, ho, 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 International Mountain Day is today. Love your mountains. In fact, our quote of the day has something to do with International Mountain Day. It's also UNICEF Day, the date that UNICEF became official. I think it was 1946 or something like that. Anyway, what else happened on this date? You know those pilgrims, the ones that came over in the Mayflower? A couple of weeks ago, I told you how they were milling around on their boat around Cape Cod. Well, they finally made it to Plymouth. And they hopped out of the boats, walked around, saw that little rock, and said, "Hey, we're home." 1620, the pilgrims came ashore at Plymouth Bay. 1980, you probably don't remember the name, but its import really hits right here in the backyard. The Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation, and Liability Act. It's a mouthful. We know it better as the Superfund Act, enacted by Congress on this date in 1980. And here we are, 45 years later? I still don't see folks drinking any of that nice clean water in the Acushnet River. I do not. 2008. He thought he could make off, but he didn't. Bernie Madoff arrested, charged with securities fraud, $50 billion worth. And I couldn't help but read the story, know a little bit about Bernie Madoff's background, and I could not help but wonder, did Bernie Madoff have any ties whatsoever with another billionaire by the name of Epstein? They both hung around New York. The Brian's Beat quote of the day: thousands of tired, nerve-shaken, over-civilized people are beginning to find out that going to the mountains is going home, that wilderness is a necessity. Thousands of tired, nerve-shaken, over-civilized people are beginning to find out that going to the mountains is going home, that wilderness is a necessity. That quote from John Muir is about as outdoorsy as you get. So I was actually thinking about talking about a couple of other things today. One, I went back to downtown New Bedford last night because I want to give a benefit of a doubt that people are indeed going in the downtown at night, shopping, eating, et cetera, et cetera. I went back into downtown last night. I did see more people than the numbers that I saw on Tuesday. Ironically, I didn't see as many that I guess I would call unhoused folks. And by the way, unless there's something that's a dead giveaway, I don't know who's unhoused or who is not unhoused. But again, perception being everything or nothing, I didn't see anywhere near as many people that I would presume to be unhoused last night as I did on Tuesday night. I did see a few more people. I don't want to make it sound like I saw a king's ransom's worth. But I did see a few more people in downtown, the Ming restaurant on Purchase Street had a few more people in it than the empty seats that it had the night before. About the same amount of people over at No Problemo. And what's the one right before No Problemo? You know, the Vault. There was a noticeable crowd at two of Silverstein Stein Stein's restaurants. The new one, the National, lots of people sitting and milling about over there. And the same with the old Candleworks. And I screw up that name, but, you know, the Candleworks building and its parking lot. A ton of cars in that parking lot last night. So there are people going out to certain establishments. Moby Dick is a place that I used to see people all the time, daytime, nighttime. Not last night. And the same with a couple of the other more newer restaurants. That's just a restaurant scene. For any of the shops that were open, I didn't notice much of a change from the night before. If anything, not even the same in that category. I also believe, and this is something of my colleague Barry Richard, he and I talked about this a couple of years ago, 3 years, maybe longer. When it comes to some of these shop owners, and look, it's their shop. They can do as they please. It's their money or money that they don't bring in. But there are a lot of places in downtown New Bedford. Look, if you don't own the place, you're renting the place 24/7. And to close up shop around 5 o'clock, well, you might be missing out on some people coming in later on. And I think that also helps to spur activity, not just going to the restaurants, but for some of the other shop owners. AHA night is once a month. I think AHA night's tonight. Once a month. And some of the shops stay open a little bit later for AHA night. But otherwise, the city seems to shut tight. And there's one thing that I've always had a bit of a gripe with. You know how you can go to a Denny's restaurant, and I'm just using Denny's. It's a name that we all relate to. But there is no restaurant that is either open 24/7 or open, let's say, from 9 p.m. and closing around 9 a.m. You know, for people that want to get, you know, sop up a little extra food after everything else that they've done during the evening. Or maybe they're getting off work and they want to get a bite to eat. So there are multiple equations at work when we think about why are people not coming to downtown New Bedford. I'm willing to believe that it's not all dealing with abhorrent people milling about in downtown New Bedford. If you had a chance today to watch C-SPAN, or maybe not, you could have seen the excerpts, the interviews on YouTube, NBC, USA Today, many of the networks. covered Kristi Noem being interviewed on Capitol Hill. There are two things at play. One dealt with the Venezuelan vessel, oil tanker that was seized yesterday. And there's some interesting comments about that. And my main question was, in seizing that vessel, did the Coast Guard or Defense Department or Department of Justice, did they find any drugs? Remember the reasoning for blowing up the boats and maybe going after Maduro / Venezuela because of narco terrorism. And no, you didn't hear anything about that. But there was a new line that I've never heard before that came up today. Maybe you've heard it. You know, I don't hear everything. I don't see everything. But this one actually came from the Attorney General, Pam Blondie. And who did she tell it to? ABC? CBS? NBC? No. X. She wrote it on X. For multiple years, the oil tanker has been sanctioned by the United States due to its involvement in an illicit oil shipping network supporting foreign terrorist organizations. Wow. We can really dig deep here. For multiple years, the oil tanker, so this particular oil tanker, it's a big one too, has been sanctioned by the United States due to its involvement in an illicit oil shipping network. Now, when have you ever heard of an illicit oil shipping network? Apparently, this tanker was going from Venezuela to Iran. Now, I don't doubt that oil tankers go from one oil-producing nation to another oil-producing nation to then move on to somebody else that wants the supply. Or you might have one type of oil coming from one nation to a nation that is big in oil, but not that particular type of oil. So I don't doubt that. I mean, that's more than plausible. But either this whole campaign is about narco-terrorism, but now it also includes oil terrorism. This administration wants us to believe a whole bunch of crap that really isn't believable. That's how I'm going to start things off. Let's hear from you. 508-996-0500. You've been there quite some time. Thank you. Hello.
I wanted to be early for the show this time instead of late.
We're not doing the early show. We're doing the show.
Well, I'm earlier than normal.
That's okay.
But, yeah, I thought Kristi Noem did an awesome job today because she, so Benny Johnson, who's on the committee that was asking her questions, you know, Benny Johnson, representative, he said he wanted to ask her questions about the two National Guards people that were shot at the Capitol, and he referred to the shooting as an accident. He said the accidental shooting of the two. Yes,
really.
I've heard it twice.
Okay,
today.
Really. Excuse me, I didn't see that part. He said it twice today, or you heard other people?
No, I heard it twice, but because I had to replay it to understand, understand what he said, but. She stopped him mid-sentence and said, sir, this was no accidental shooting. This is a terrorist activity or terrorist shooting. And then he corrected it and said, I don't know too much about it, but
it was an accident.
But it was an unfortunate incident. Mm. And it's like, no, the man drove across country with a gun and shot two, you know, West Virginia National Guard members in the face. So it, you got to be real if you want credibility. You can't be an idiot and spent 30 minutes chewing on his own, you know, commentary before he started asking questions. But I was happy with her about that. I'm not happy with the government on some of the things they're doing right now. And I think that there's the entire Venezuelan issue is more than drug interdiction, stopping oil tankers. I mean, basically, you've got the duly elected president of Venezuela in Sweden hanging out of a
I think she's
hotel.
In Finland, but, you know.
Oh, maybe it's Finland,
well,
yeah.
One cold nation to another.
Right. And she, you know, she just got the Nobel Peace Prize. So, you know that, and we pretty much warmed up the military. So, you know that there's going to be interdiction that goes on. And, you know, something will happen in Venezuela at some point in the next few months. There's no question.
We'll see.
And I think most of it's Chinese related more than drugs or oil or anything else.
I don't think it's oil related. Excuse me.
No.
I'm going to change that. I don't think it's oil tanker related.
Well, I don't think we're trying to get the oil of Venezuela as much as the bigger concern is the Monroe Doctrine, Donroe Doctrine, however you want to do it, is that, you know, he's trying to push China out of being in our hemisphere. That's more the issue.
Yeah, so, I get that part, but you know what a globe looks like. I'm not trying to make fun of you. You know what a globe looks like. All right. We're in the north part of the Western Hemisphere. Venezuela is in the south part of the Western Hemisphere. At what particular time do they get to make up their mind who they want to do business with and who they don't want to do business with?
Well, I agree, but do they have a legitimate president or not? That's a starting point.
Not to us, it isn't. All right.
It
might be to the Venezuelan people, but not to us. Because are we going to then pick and choose the countries that, oh, well, you're not legitimate, so we're going to go after you? And
I'm not saying this is about the election. This is 100% about China more than anything. And I think China's Belt and Road Initiative was never put in check by any of our presidents until now. I mean, Biden wasn't awake for the whole thing. I'm sure Obama cheered it on. I don't know why there wasn't more pushback in Trump's first administration, but, you know, the Belt and Road Initiative has been going on over a while.
Sure, and exactly what does that initiative do that we should be stopping it?
Well, do you believe at all that the U.S. has strategic interests or not? That's really what it comes down to.
I think that each nation that has sovereignty has a right to do business with whomever they want to do business with. And so when you say, does the United States have interest? To a certain extent, but not to the point that it overrides what other nations want to do.
Again, everybody has a country and a territory and elected officials or in some cases non-elected officials that are like in China. If the U.S. had gotten in to the situation in Europe sooner at the beginning of World War II, maybe millions wouldn't have died, including millions of Jews wouldn't have died.
Maybe.
But we sat it out because we were taking a approach that, it's not our business. And the only reason we got into it was because Japan attacks Pearl Harbor, which just happened.
Correct. Whatever. And we also fought along with the Chinese, who were eventually going communist. And we fought against the Chinese. You know,
actually, we were fighting with the Chinese before Pearl Harbor. We were from 1937 on. I think we had volunteer.
Yeah, but that's it. But not in
Flying Tiger.
We had volunteers, not that we were active in the war as a nation.
Well, we supplied the volunteers.
Sure.
We supplied the Flying Tigers with the plane, so it was, you know, it was yes, volunteers, but it was also somewhat of a U.S. military operation.
Actually, as we think about that, I don't know that we had the draft back then, did we?
No, the draft didn't happen until Pearl Harbor.
A couple of days after Pearl Harbor. Oh, look what we're starting. Of course, they had enough people standing in line to go into the military. Hey, thanks for your call.
See you, Brian.
I do appreciate it. So the part that I want to get into with Christine, and I do see you there, I'm going to get to you in just a sec, is Seth Magaziner. You may or may not know the name. He is a congressman from Rhode Island. And don't quote me on this. I think he is the congressman who took over for Patrick Kennedy. At any rate, he was questioning her being Kristi Noem, about if the United States has deported military veterans, U.S. military veterans, or U.S. citizens. And I'll get into that in just a bit, because I found her responses chilling, to say the least. All right, going back to you. Hello.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, you know, this whole thing about Venezuela, to me, this is one of Donald Trump's diversionary tactics to try to take people's minds off of the fact that the economy is in an inflationary spiral and he hasn't been able to do anything about it. It's just gotten worse, actually. He made a speech recently, I saw it on the news this morning, in one of his campaign stops, where he won't even acknowledge that inflation is a problem.
Did you see his speech with Politico? He was saying that the economy is an A, and then he goes A++++.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. He also said that he's lowered the prices on things. I don't know about
you. I think
you.
He probably has. I think gas prices are lower today than when he took office, but by and large, no.
I'm getting bills, and they're putting notices on my bills that next year they're increasing every damn bill, that every monthly bill I got to pay. I mean, that's inflation. This is the problem, that people, the Republicans are afraid they're going to get clobbered in the midterms because of the economy.
And so they're going to raise the prices now?
They can't do anything about it. I don't even believe the Democrats can do anything about it.
I would agree.
I think somebody out there has got an answer to this. Somebody has to take drastic measures, or our currency. Do you know that in Germany, just prior to the rise of Adolf Hitler, people used to have to take like a duffel bag full of German currency just to get on a bus? That was the destruction of their currency system. Inflation eventually destroyed their currency system. I mean, that's one of the primary reasons that Adolf Hitler came to power. It was the economy. You know?
I do realize that. I'm not putting Donald Trump in the Adolf Hitler category, nor do I believe, with the way money is handled today, that people are going to have to worry about having money in a wheelbarrow to go buy a loaf of bread or anything like that. But I think people are going to have a hard time trying to use their debit cards.
Well, I don't think it's all that far off that a loaf of bread could be costing you $20 at the rate we're going. That may be a little bit in excess, but I don't know, because, I mean, you look at everything. I mean, I went to the Stop and Shop just 2 days ago. I'm looking at cans of coffee there, $9.50. I'm talking about a 13-ounce can. I'm not talking about the big ones. I'm talking about the smaller cans of coffee, $9.50.
Did you buy it?
No. I went to another place and looked for a sales. I mean, hamburgers, like, even for the 80% lean, is like nearly $10 in a lot of places, you know? It's
what, $10? I don't buy hamburgers, so $10 a pound?
Yeah, $10. Really? Well, it's at the Stop and Shop. Let's see, the 80% lean, unless you bought the big value pack, which that was on sale. But if you just wanted to get a pound of hamburger, it was like $8.75 or something like that, you know?
I'm going to say go out and get chickens or turkeys, kill them, make your own.
I don't eat that much hamburger. I eat a lot of fish and chicken. That's true.
Well, just take your rod out there and put it into the water.
Yeah, the price of beef and that stuff is pretty darn high. And yeah. I don't know where this is going to end. I don't have the answer to it. But please, Donald Trump, don't insult my intelligence and come and make a speech saying we've got inflation totally under control and we're lowering prices.
And, he's got a lot of wingnut minions that say pretty much the same thing. And, going back to where I was going with Kristi Noem, I mean, she's, right there with the Pied Piper.
Yeah, well, blatant lying to people's faces, when it's obvious to them that you're lying, is not going to work in the long run.
I agree, but don't you notice that there are lots of people that really do believe the lies?
Well, listen, as far as the MAGA people go, those who believe everything he says and are willing to follow him no matter what, where he's taking them, I mean, those people would march up to the Bourne Bridge, top of the Bourne Bridge, if he was standing there and in line for him to tell them to jump off the top there, and they'd do it. I really believe that. Because I've talked to some of them, and they just, it's Donald Trump. Donald Trump, he can do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's blind, really.
It is. Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah, bye.
I do appreciate it. Bye now. 508-996-0500. Take a break. When I come back, I'm going to play some of the stuff that happened in Congress today. At a hearing, Kristi Noem, Seth Magaziner. Woo!
Madam Secretary, how many United States military veterans have you deported?
Sir, we have not deported U.S. citizens or military veterans.
I'm happy as a runaway slave.
This is WBSM.
Traveling for business or pleasure? Instead of booking online, first call Low Cost Air at 800-221-6085. With Low Cost Air, booking is your option, which means there's no obligation to purchase anything at all. Call Low Cost Air to compare. 800-221-6085. Low Cost Air, 800-221-6085. Low Cost Air is proud to sponsor Brian's Beat on the radio and online.
Back to Brian's Beat.
Madam Secretary, how many United States military veterans have you deported?
Sir, we have not deported U.S. citizens or military veterans.
Madam Secretary, we are joined on Zoom by a gentleman named Sejun Park. He is a United States Army combat veteran who was shot twice while serving our country in Panama in 1989. Like many veterans, he struggled with PTSD and substance abuse after his service. He was arrested in the 1990s for some minor drug offenses, nothing serious. He never hurt anyone besides himself, and he's been clean and sober for 14 years. He is a combat veteran, a Purple Heart recipient. He has sacrificed more for this country than most people ever have. Earlier this year, you deported him to Korea, a country he hasn't lived in since he was 7 years old. Will you join me in thanking Mr. Park for his service to our country?
Sir, I'm grateful for every single person that has served our country and follows
and
our laws.
Can you please tell Mr. Park why you deported him?
Every one of them needs to be enforced.
But you understand that many veterans struggle with PTSD, many veterans struggle with substance abuse challenges. This man took two bullets for our country. You have broad authority, by the way, as secretary, to issue humanitarian parole, to do deferred action. Will you commit to at least looking at Mr. Park's case to see if you can help him find a pathway back to this country that he sacrificed so much for?
I will absolutely look at his case.
Yeah, nothing like looking at the case after the fact. Guy's been deported, took two bullets, served as a veteran, has a green card. And he's gone. For what reason? All right, let's get back to you. 508-996-0500. Thank you. Hello.
Good evening, Brian.
Yes, good evening.
So anyway, I wanted to make two comments. One, I heard on Howie Carr that that fella that hit that woman, was he from Peru? Where was he from?
Don't know what you're talking about, so help me out, please. Who did?
A woman, and Barry was talking about it all afternoon on his show, and he's an immigrant, I think. Well, anyway, Howie Carr said that ICE captured him.
Okay.
He hit the woman and ran, and blood was coming out of her head and dragged her 70-something feet.
That's not good.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, and, I think we're all in agreement that people like that should not be here.
Right.
Okay, I clearly understand that, but how many of those kind of cases do we have?
I don't know, but we have enough, and I'm fed up with it. So, second of all...
Well, what about the people that served this country, took bullets for this country, that got deported?
Too bad.
Too bad?
Yeah, that's what I say. Anyway, listen, I just wanted to make a comment. I agree with this man who just spoke about the inflation, and I've been listening to Trump also, and he's a phony baloney speaking about the economy, and then they twist it to Biden. They got to shift the blame.
Yeah, that is the modus operandi. Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, he said that coffee would be coming down and bananas. Bananas don't go that high anyway, but I don't see coffee coming down either. And him and his tariffs, they didn't work.
Well, I'm not for the tariffs either, but I don't know that a few months is a long enough period to test any kind of theory, whether it's tariffs or regular taxes or cutting taxes. I think you need to have a genuine period of time, maybe a year and a half, before you can really tell.
Well, things aren't good right now.
No, they weren't good, but they weren't good before the guy got into office, were they?
I think it's worse now.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's better. But I guess the reason Donald Trump is back in office, and you know I'm not for him, but the reason he's back in office is there was a bad candidate running against him, and B, it's because the economy sucked.
Well, he claims in the speech I heard was that 2026 is going to be better jobs, higher pays, and all this BS. So we'll see, but I doubt it.
Yeah, I'm betting with you.
What about what else was you talking about earlier?
I don't know, but I'm going to get back into it.
Yeah, I can't remember what else I was going to say now.
That's okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. We continue. I want to go back to this veteran before I go to the next call. He's a green card holder. So he's here legally. It's not like he is not here legally. And because he had some PSD problems associated with what? Being in the military, he has been deported. Really? And that, that categorizes him as being here illegal. Illegally, I guess I should say. There is something wrong. The screws from the White House to Homeland Security to ICE and all of these agencies, they're not turning properly. We were told you're going after the worst of the worst. A guy that's got PTSD because he served in the military, took bullets. for this country isn't the worst of the worst, or at least not in my book. All right, let's go back to you. Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
You know something, Brian? You're not looking at the big picture, Brian.
All right, well, show it to me. Show it to me.
Well, I'm going to show it to you right now. Donald Trump is lying to us about China. I listen every hour on the hour on WVSM, ABC, Mickey Mouse News. And they said that the United States, the Coast Guard, stopped an oil tanker because it was heading to Cuba. But they didn't stop the big oil tankers going to China. And China is the country that buys the most oil from Maduro. And then the second country is Iran and then Cuba. But Donald Trump didn't stop those big oil tankers from going to our enemy, our nemesis, the communist Chinese. Why is that?
I don't know. I'm just telling you Pam Blondie wrote on X. This shipment was going to Iran.
You mean Blondie?
I call her Blondie.
You call her? I thought you wanted to call her Blondie.
No, I could do that too, but or maybe Blunty. But no, seriously.
Yeah, whatever.
You know,
whatever.
When I first heard about the oil tanker being stopped, they did say it was going to Cuba, but now apparently it was going to Iran.
No, you say Iran?
Yeah. Well, that's,
you
know, so we don't even know where this thing was going.
What about the other big oil tankers? Many of them fleets going to China. How come Donald Trump is stopping them from going?
He doesn't have a warrant on those boats.
Well, you know, he also went when he went to. There was this NATO meeting that they had. I think it was in the Netherlands. I'm sorry, scratch that. He went to Japan, and he says that she is a good leader of a big country, a communist dictator that sent many people to work labor camps, prison camps, especially Christians and Muslims and anybody that goes against Xi and his regime, you know? But yet, they let all of these big oil tankers go to China, and he's going to stop one going to Cuba, and then he said it's Iran. I mean, which is it?
I don't know.
Like you said.
I don't know. I think that this administration is coming up with whatever they can come up with to dummy down whatever else that they want the diversion. They want you thinking about this, then the other thing. I'm going to go back to what a caller said previously. So you don't think much about the economy.
About the high inflation, your high utility prices. I mean, a national debt that's way over $38 trillion. You know, this country, and then he says he's going to bring all these factories back. And then, I mean, we're talking about tens of thousands of people being laid off. I mean, the latest numbers I heard of unemployment, it's over a million. And then you go to these Fortune 500 companies letting people go. We're being lied to. You're right. So this is a diversion, you know, with this whole thing. First, the attack, these speedboats with the idiots peddling drugs from Maduro. And now they're going after these big oil tankers going to Cuba, but they're not trying to stop the big oil tankers to go to China. And NVIDIA, too, all of the microchips they're going to get. So if they get ahead of the curve with these super microprocessors and chips, that means that they're going to win the war technology. So our naval ships, our submarines, our fighter jets are going to be obsolete. You see where I'm going with this?
Yes, I do.
You know, we're being lied to. It's not Maduro that's the bad guy. It's China.
I think when you get into a position where you are running a nation, you are either a goody two-shoes or you're one of the other bad guys or bad girls. Many thanks for your call. I do appreciate it. This is troubling. I want to try to bring this back home because, like most of you, I want the bad folks that are here illegally out of the country. We may differ on if you come here, if you should be allowed to stay here or not. But if you are here legally, like you have a green card. You have a green card and you served in our military. You have a green card, you served in our military. Plus, you took a couple of bullets and you stayed here and you've come down with PTSD because of your time serving in the military. I am sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I am not sorry. That person should not be deported because they ended up getting hooked on drugs. 508-996-0500. Thank you. Hello.
Hello. Did you, the answer, Secretary Nome said she would be happy to look into that particular deportation.
Yes, she did.
Have you looked into it? Yeah.
Has she looked into? Because he has drug convictions on his...
A drug conviction was what caused him to be deported?
Yes.
And do you have any further details on it? Because, that sounds pretty... draconian.
Sketchy?
It sounds draconian. In other words, given his status as a wounded veteran, it sounds draconian that they would deport him. And I really would like to know the backstory. Did the congressman from Rhode Island, I think he's a first termer, did he offer any background in his testimony? I didn't see that.
He did. He gave background of did you? I played what the congressman stated. I don't know if you had a chance to hear it. I'll play it a little bit later on.
There must have been some rationale for the deportation order.
I think what many people want to know, why it happened. And Kristi Noem,
she didn't know.
That's way above, even though she is the top of that pay grade, she never finds out about that stuff until it got thrown right on. You should have seen it, in fact, because I was watching and one of Seth Magaziner's aides, he comes up with an iPad and there's this guy on the video who's been
Zoom,
deported,
right?
Who was over in South Korea. And it was unbelievable because Kristi Noem was, to the best of my knowledge, she was caught completely off guard. She didn't know that a veteran had been deported, right there in front of her face.
Setup. It was a great setup. And she said no veterans or U.S. citizens have been deported.
Exactly.
Let me introduce you to.
Yeah.
And so there's more to the story, and it didn't really... what you played didn't explain it, so I'm really curious about that.
We can probably dive deeper, but the bottom line is he was
why dive deeper when we can just get a kick out of the gotcha moment in the congressional hearing? But do we really want to dive deeper, or is
sure
just
I think I think we do
we can talk
you
about?
Know we here here's the thing, he's got a green card, he's a permanent resident.
He earned a green card by his service.
I don't know that that's the case. He may have had the green card before, but he is a green card holder. He served in 1989 in the military, went down to Panama, took a couple of bullets, came back here. That's when the PTSD thing came about. But he's been sober for 14 years prior to getting deported.
Other than knowing why they deported him, given all those facts that you just cited, was there something else that happened?
I don't know, but I'm going to do. And I'm glad you brought it up, but here's how I'm going to look at it. If I'm Seth Magaziner and I'm trying to make this case, I damn well want to make sure that there isn't something else that could turn around and bite me in the back.
We know congressmen wouldn't. I'd like to know the backstory, and it deserves further investigation. I hope you follow up on it.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
You caught it the first time around. The only thing I caught was the gotcha moment of Benny Thompson really making a fool out of himself.
Yeah, well,
since the last time he did on the January 6th committee. But and then just a really quick, Brian.
I don't have time for really quick. I've got
okay,
30
anyway,
seconds.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Have a great
I do
night.
Appreciate it. And I'm not going to be able to get to any more calls tonight. I do appreciate you trying to get in. And we've got tomorrow night.
There are many problems with your leadership, but the biggest problem is this. You don't seem to know how to tell the difference between the good guys and the bad guys.
American people, politically ignorant and stupid.
WBSM.
I'm stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid stuck on me.
I am stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid stuck on me.
Because they hold on tight no matter what, on fingers, toes, and knees.
Traveling for business or pleasure? Instead of booking online, first call Low Cost Air at 800-221-6085. Let a real person compare prices and schedules before AI takes over. With Low Cost Air, booking is your option, which means there's no obligation to purchase anything at all. Call Low Cost Air to compare. 800-221-6085. Low Cost Air, 800-221-6085.
Call 508-996-0500. Back to Brian's Beat.
Now, Madam Secretary, you've already heard the story of Lance Corporal Alejandro Barranco, the United States Marine veteran who is behind you, who also has two brothers who are United States Marines. Will you thank Lance Corporal Barranco for his service?
That's a case where the father has been deported, raised three Marines. Didn't do anything wrong, by the way. We're going to be talking about the Boston Ice Tea Party on Saturday, and then after I leave at 4 o'clock on Saturday, Santa is coming into the studio.